Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Okay, everybody. I'm going to start this segment by playing a video for you so we can understand what's going on. It's our good friend, Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks, who's fucking lost his mind. You ready for this one, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe I should turn the volume down. Okay, it's down.
Scroll down
and the right wing's like, yes, I love how they molest the little kids like that. Go get them, Boy Scouts. Go get them, priests. Please vote for our molesters and our pedophiles, Republicans say. Republicans, you're guilty, okay? And I'll tell you right now, the number one reason they constantly talk about pedophilia is because it's going through their heads. Nonstop, they're thinking about kids. I guarantee it. The reason Tim Pool wears a beanie is because he's trying to contain the pedophilia that's in his head. That's why he's always talking about it. He's seeing it everywhere. Why? Because he's projecting. And the right wing's like, yes.
When do I talk about it? I think I talk about Civil War more than anything. But it's funny. You criticize them on anything that actually injures their worldview and the things they're doing. And they start saying things like, why are you so obsessed with it? It's like, bro, I tweeted about this once. I was talking about Carrie Lake yesterday. The fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But here's the funny thing as we get into this, and I'll explain to you why he's losing his mind, because I called them out correctly on some things that very much threaten them. First of all, Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks, he's lost. His viewership during the midterms was like 10,000 on YouTube. 10,000. I mean, like, it's not bad. I'm not trying to insult anybody who's got a smaller YouTube channel or anything like that. But Crowder was what, like 380,000. We had, I think, like 80 some odd thousand. It's crazy to see that the Young Turks have just, they've drifted out of it. They're no longer relevant at all in this space. So I just want to point out to Cenk, when there are people literally exposing their genitals and privates to children, and we're like, hey, that's not a good thing. That's the left doing that. Like, and the right saying, hey, don't do that. Yeah. How you try and claim that it's projection on the part of the right is funny. And I also point out, when he's like, they say, vote for our Boy Scouts and our priests. I am not a Catholic. I do not support the Catholic Church, nor do I support the Boy Scouts, nor am I a conservative, no matter how many times you guys try and claim it, nor am I a Republican. Why, in fact, I've always been independent. It just so happens that independents in most polls, 2-1, are siding with Republicans for obvious fucking reasons. Yo, a bunch of goddamn pedophiles are grooming children. And when we're like, hey, stop associating all LGBT people with groomers, y'all keep fucking doing it. So here's what happened. I tweeted, if you claim that groomer refers to all LGBT people, then you are calling all LGBT people groomers and you are inciting violence against them. Stop inciting violence against them. That's what they're doing. So here's what I pointed out. And here's why I'm trending. Here's an image. This image is from Facebook. It is two posts from Club Q back to back. The first, Saturday around 10 p.m., Club Q in Colorado Springs, where several people were just shot and killed, posted on Facebook, let's prep for a fantastic Sunday fun day. Doors open at 11 a.m. for our noon all-ages drag brunch. Join us for a fantastic drink special and even more amazing drag show. Then stick around for an all-star cast of our freshest faces. We're celebrating Transgender Day of Remembrance with a variety of gender identities and performance styles. Show starts at 8 p.m. The next thing they posted. Club Q is devastated by the senseless attack on our community. Our prayers and thoughts are with all the victims and their families and friends. We thank the quick reactions of heroic customers that subdued the gunman and ended this hate attack. About an hour and a half after they posted on Facebook, they were having an all ages drag brunch. A man with body armor and a rifle and a handgun went in and started shooting people, killing five. A man jumped on him, pushed his gun away, grabbed his handgun and beat him with it to stop him. This is around two or three in the morning, I think, Club Q posted this. So I pointed out, y'all keep calling for wood chippers. This is what happens. It's funny because that's basically what Ben Collins was saying. He's a leftist. My point is, people online keep saying things like pedophiles should be thrown in wood chippers, and then some crazy motherfucker is going to go and shoot up people who aren't actually at an all-ages drag show. That's a problem. We don't want the violence. Here's what ends up happening. You want to know what really freaked me out and why we said we should do this on the members only? And I'm sorry for, you know, monologuing in the opening. It's that When I said, stop the fucking violence, what do I see on Twitter? It's split between the left saying, Tim, you are inciting this violence by bringing up, they had an all ages drag show. And not everybody, but people on the right saying, don't defend the pedophiles. And I went, holy fuck. So I started looking at various posts on Twitter. And sure enough, in response to the story of a mass shooting at Club Q, there are people posting wood chipper memes. And I'm like, you realize what this means. And it fucking terrifies me. It means that there are many people, and this is the first time I've seen it, who just don't give a shit anymore. And they're outright coming out and saying, I don't care about what happened. And then these people on Twitter are basically, in a sense, passively acknowledging in some form an agreement with the idea that people who host these events should be killed. I don't think anybody should be killed. I oppose the death penalty. I know, cue the pro-life people saying I'm wrong on abortion, all that stuff. I get it. I do. I think that we should stop these things because they're already illegal, but the police aren't fucking doing anything about it. Mm-hmm. When an adult brings a child into a sexual environment explicitly with things on the wall that say it doesn't lick itself, that's already sexual exploitation of a child. The police can go in and arrest them. They're not doing it. Legislation won't do anything about this. It's the police refusing to do it. I don't know what you guys think, but that's why I'm trending, and that's why they're calling for my death.
Well, it also depends on, you know, what the narrative is, what actually happened in Colorado. We're still waiting to find out all the details here, but just moments ago, Axios is reporting that the suspect is non-binary, according to his attorneys and lawyers.
Really?
Axios, yeah.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. So I wonder how quickly it'll disappear.
Which, again, flips the narrative here and changes it completely. So
I don't think that wood chipper memes have anything to do with the motivation of the shooter. And we also just don't know anything yet.
I didn't say that they did. What I'm saying is that after someone goes into a club and shoots up a bunch of gay people, people posting wood chipper memes is a scary fucking thing to see.
Yeah.
Like, typically people are like, hey, guys, chill the fuck out. We don't want this. Typically, you see prominent conservatives saying this is fucked and it shouldn't happen. What I started seeing was prominent conservatives saying, I will not defend pedophiles. And I'm like, yo, like, okay, I get it. I get it.
This is about like righteously angry people trying to draw a line in the sand because there's just no, there's clearly no avenue for justice. Like,
oh, they're not getting it.
Yes. Like, they're righteously angry. They're posting memes that maybe you think are morally wrong. Because it's cathartic.
I'm not saying they're morally wrong. What I'm saying is...
Well, you're saying that they're inciting violence.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're agreeing with what happened.
They're not agreeing with what happened simply by posting memes.
If a dude goes... And look, we have the story from Axios. Colorado club shooting suspect is non-binary, attorneys say, 40 minutes ago. So this may actually not be a right-wing attack. This very well may just be a revenge. Somebody... who knew someone at the club?
I read something like that, and I didn't read too much into it, but it was some report that said like it had something to do with some dispute that was completely irrelevant to like any sort of political issue. But it's very convenient framing, and that's why the police don't want to enforce the laws, because ultimately our system benefits when things like this happen, because they can go, oh my gosh, look at these right-wing terrorists. We need to now weaponize like post 9/11 legal infrastructure to crack down on these people, like they're already priming them to do. And there is this like really weird thing where the left tries so hard and so consistently to have all of these things in all elements of our culture. And then when you just acknowledge them, not even in a way that's like vicious, just kind of like, hey, why are you doing that? They're like, why are you so obsessed with it? You're like projecting. The same way that like, if you're a trained salesman and somebody comes up to you and is trying to like get you to do something, you might kind of think to yourself, are they trying to use sales tactics on me? Because that's how you're trained to think. The left is populated by very weird people, very abnormal people who are antisocial. They have to pretend that they fit in with society. And so anytime they accuse us of projecting, that's because that's what they're used to doing. They're used to trying to mimic how normal people behave, because right. These are people who have very dirty secrets and very weird skeletons in their closet.
Cenk Uygur advocated for fucking animals.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this is the guy. Oh,
he
Jim Tell was the one.
What did he say?
Yeah. He said that Cenk Uygur believes that he should be allowed to, I think, what was it? Cenk wants to fuck a horse?
Like a goat or a horse or something. And that's the thing now, because everything is so medicalized and so credentialized, you have these very like childlike schoolyard arguments, but now they have like a, you know, associate's degree in psychology label on it. So it's no longer like, I know you are, but what am I? It's, you're projecting. And it's like, it's
here,
the
I got
same
it.
Thing.
I got it. Let's play it.
Yeah, so imagine there's a woman in the office and you're not...
Okay, wait, maybe this one's better.
I have decided what that boing boing chick was doing. Mm-hmm. She was doing a jaywalking bestiality. Like, yeah, it might technically be a crime, but it's let's not waste the court's time on jaywalking.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
But here comes the controversial part, the part I shouldn't say. I believe that I am going... If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize... bestiality, where you are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Wow. Okay.
She's like,
look at Anna, her face. Happen? She's like, what the fuck?
It's the dumbest thing
I've
said.
It really is the dumbest thing you said.
But no, I'll tell you why. Because, like, so there's like, was the case that we covered where there was like a guy or a girl or something that was pleasuring a horse, and the horse came to a conclusion, right? So who got harmed?
You know that people who are, okay, look, not to be a downer about what you're saying, because what you're saying sounds kind of funny, but
oh my God.
A lot of people who are being raped can actually, like, have an orgasm. I know. So, like, if a guy is being raped, he can have an orgasm. Like, you can't
one,
if you come, that means you wanted it. That's not the right way to go.
But she's
number one, you're being an unbelievable downer.
I am, but that's the truth.
Number two, they're not both humans. Number three, I mean, if you really ask the horse, did you mind? The answer's got to be no.
Yeah, you know that.
What if
that,
you
that
ask
grade
a baby,
school,
did you mind?
Yeah, it's gonna go. Blah, 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 blah. This guy's fucking out of his mind.
You have to wonder what he's into.
This is the thing, right? I typically talk about polls, polling, politics, and cultural issues. In fact, I don't all that often talk about this grooming stuff. Not all that often. I think I've maybe got like out of the hundreds of videos I've done over the past few months, maybe like in the single digits. So Jack loses his mind and he says, the reason Tim Pool, he's talking about it, it's in his mind. I'm like, bro, you're the guy who goes on your show and talks about why you think you should be able to fucking bang a horse.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the horse can't consent, Jack. The argument he's making, I think you nailed it. Children can't consent the same way a horse can't consent. Is the horse really going to mind? It felt good. Yo. It's exactly what
it's
the fucking pedos say when they're targeting children.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Like, they're not going and having story hours where there's some guy who's wearing like a Vineyard Vines pullover and he's just gay and he's reading them a story. It's always this hypersexual thing, and it always has to be with children. And so it's like, why is this the case? Why can't you just do it? And, you know, it really starts to unturn some very interesting questions, some very interesting stones about what actually is LGBT culture. Things like Milo got canceled for acknowledging the fact that oftentimes it is something where children are groomed into it by older people and it becomes their identity because they basically have a disturbance in their natural masculine or feminine development into their identity, oftentimes by some form of trauma, parents dying, parents fighting, being too intrusive, being absent, molestation, things like that. And as much as they've tried to find like a gay gene to explain this, I mean, you're talking millions of dollars in grants, funding all sorts of research, they've never found it. So ultimately, this is something that will not manifest without an environmental influence. And when these people are honest with themselves, it's because they've often been groomed and traumatized into it. So we have to ask ourselves, hey, if like the broader LGBT community is getting like vicious with us for being like, stop grooming kids. And they're being like, this is an attack on LGBT culture. And then there are a lot of gay people like, no, we're going to start Gays Against Grooming. This is not us. Well, you're not real gays. And they're like kicking them out. What is that saying about how they view themselves and their goal in the broader culture and how they're interacting with people and particularly children?
We have the story from timcast.com. Daily Kos falsely quotes Matt Walsh, retracts article. They published an article that said Matt Walsh only upset, quote, more people weren't killed, end quote, at Club Q. Twitter takes highlight GOP controversy. He never said that. That was a quote from some other person that they put in their headline to make it seem like Matt Walsh was saying he wanted more people dead. This is the reason why I'm trending. I have a tweet that said, how do we prevent the violence and stop the grooming? They screen cap and start sharing it saying he wants us dead. And I'm like, it's really weird. I said, how do you prevent the violence and stop grooming?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. They need to be the victims. Mm-hmm. They need a false flag narrative. They need to say, help, help, I'm under attack. So they make a fake article about Matt Walsh. They imply false context to the points that I'm making. The point I was making is exactly what the left made, that people calling for violence against pedophiles results in non-pedophiles being attacked. Mm-hmm. My point, I literally said, people keep calling for wood chippers and this is what happens. Like, not a good thing. I get it. You want pedophiles to get the death penalty. You want them dead. But what happens when there's like random people the night before a drag event who have no idea about any of this stuff, who are just like dancing and eating food, and then someone comes in and shoots them?
Yeah.
That being said, this guy apparently is non-binary, so maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with this.
Yeah, and that's the problem with the censorship too, is if people who are seeing the grooming, and you can say it's not, but everybody knows it is, if you are not allowed to discuss that in the mainstream, people are going to say, they're not talking about this, nothing's going to get done about this. And the people who are far less rational, far less level-headed are going to do bad things. That sucks and it shouldn't happen, but if we don't talk about it, that is what's going to happen.
I'll put it simply. What the left does is they try to make sure everyone's ignorant as possible of what's really going on. That's why the corporate press lies so much. It's why Covington Catholic, Jussie Smollett, Hands Up Don't Shoot, Ahmaud Arbery, all of these hoaxes are perpetrated. Cenk Uygur, on his show, advocated for his right. Cenk wants to fuck a horse. I'll put it that way. Like he said, if he was a dictator, that's what he would allow. Okay, that's on you. Then he claims, I'm the one who thinks about this stuff. We never talk about it.
Yeah.
They have to do that because they're trying to trick people. I often describe it as that old riddle of you approach a fork in the road and there are two brothers. One always tells the truth. One always tells a lie. How do you figure out which is the right path? You ask one what the other one would say and do the opposite. So if Cenk Uygur is always lying, he says, Tim Pool is going to support X, Y, and Z. Assume the opposite. You ask me what I would say, I'll tell you the truth about what Cenk Uygur is going to say. Do the opposite.
Yeah, there's no innocent motive for how they're behaving around children. It's not entertaining. I mean, you know, I understand different strokes for different folks, but like, there's no reason to go to a child drag show because you're trying to like present to them a new form of entertainment. They would never be like in a field somewhere or growing up on a farm and be like, I would like to see transvestite strippers dance in a sexual way. They would be like, I want to see Mickey Mouse or something like that. So there's no innocent reason for it.
There's a guy who called me. He said something like, what's if people are just trying to express their true selves, like what's the problem? And I'm like, I don't understand that idea. Like an adult needs to dress up like a sexualized, hypersexualized female and then invite children so they can feel validated. Why do they need kids?
Yeah.
Why do they need another person at all? I don't understand what their argument is.
Yeah.
It's very strange. The reality is there is no argument. There's a meme. It says, stop asking why kids are at child drag shows and start asking why adult drag performers want to be around kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing too. Like they will do things like this, or there's, you know, what is it called? There's this very like bizarre form of pornography where there are like drawings of children in like the anime style that a lot of these leftist types are into.
Yeah. We were actually just talking about that last night because this Balenciaga ad featured a court document from the two provisions in the Child Pornography Prevention Act that got struck down, which thereby like legalized those fake or virtual illustrated depictions of children getting abused.
So you can go on Twitter and find any one of our biggest critics and you go to their likes and you see that they're liking this kind of content. And what's interesting is they'll post like an illustration of a child in their like underwear.
Yeah.
And people will be like, dude, what is wrong with you? Why are you posting this? It's not showing anything. Oh, why are you sexualizing children? They're just in their underwear. And it's like, you know what you're doing. Like, I don't want to, you know, shake your hand and have a debate in the marketplace of ideas. Like, you know what you're doing.
My conspiracy theory is that all these politicians are really pedophiles. And now they're like, well, fuck, we're going to get caught unless we normalize it. Yep. We got to try to normalize this as much as we can.
Like, the Epstein stuff. Fucking children so important to them? I've never
understood. They're fucked up in the head.
Yeah, that's like the ultimate
goal. Is it just
goal.
A repetition of what happened to them? Like, did this happen to them?
When you study history, there's a lot of elitists that do this type of stuff. And it's repeated. And it's not something that's an exception to the rule. It's a rule.
Is it just like when you're powerful enough, you get so bored that you just want to fuck babies? Like
I've heard it's like the ultimate power. You know what I mean?
Like Gandhi used to sleep with underage women because he believed that doing so gave him power.
Well, here's a question.
There's a lot of fucking crazy shit out there.
Here's a question. For what reason would Cenk Uygur want people to be allowed to do what he described?
Because he wants
tries
to.
And moreover, why would he bring it up on YouTube and tell everyone?
No. You think it's because he wants to do it himself?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because my attitude is kind of like, guy, I think you're talking about 0.001% of the population, so there's no reason to legalize something like that. We can be like, hey, stop fucking with animals.
Right.
But he comes out publicly and says that he wants it. And it's kind of like, I have to wonder, why is that?
Yeah. It's not even like something that maybe we don't want people to be doing, like cocaine, but there's probably at least 10, 15, 20% of the population would be like, yeah, screw it. Why not? This is like such a small subset, but he's dedicating so much time to constructing an argument as to why you should be able to do that to a horse. And it's like, okay, everyone else in the room can understand why you're making that argument. Like, just be honest with yourself.
For what reason should that be legal? Like, why would it come up? Like, you see someone fucking with animals, you'd be like, knock it off.
Yeah.
Fuck off. But he's like, no. Look, so to your point, that's what I mean. Like, people have weird desires. Yeah. Like, I mean, you were mentioning porn fucking people's brains up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Cenk is watching, but you see how angry he got over this. Mm-hmm. Yo, look, I have people sending me death threats. I have people on Twitter, literally, like, I got to, you know, warn our security. I have a gun. I have a bunch of guns, actually, but, you know, I keep a gun with me. And Cenk Uygur is the one screaming just because I think it threatens him.
Yeah, because like when you're pursuing things that your brain perceives to be a reward, it rewires to view anything that would threaten that reward as a threat in itself, which can explain at least some of that emotional reaction. Like, they get so angry when you're like, hey, maybe stop like masturbating to animal porn. Maybe stop trying to find like illustrations of naked kids. And they're like, what are you, some kind of fascist? And it's just like, no, I'm just like a normal person. You're the weird one. And there is something to be said. You know, we know that this is wrong, but a lot of times people want like the science explanation. When your brain is viewing like sexual content, the more bizarre it perceives it to be, the more it elevates your dopamine levels because it's like makes you anxious.
And fear, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, people sometimes get into like doing stuff in public because there's that anxiety element that makes it more arousing. The same thing when people are viewing very obscure types of pornography, it makes it more arousing to them. And eventually their brains will rewire such that that is like their frame of reference. Yeah. They need that level of weird
and
stuff to get off
the
to.
The logical conclusion of that is not CP.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Hello?
Well, we have that Balenciaga story. Check it out. They took everything down. They apologized.
Balenciaga. Yeah, they claim that somebody, some rogue infiltrator in this photo shoot planted this court document.
For real?
Unwittingly. And it's just fucking ridiculous because it's legible
in
the
final image.
Would
a BDSM fucking plush doll?
Yeah, that was out in the open and they openly are like,
jail.
Sorry, that was a bad decision. But there's no like, why the fuck did you do that?
I don't believe in the state.
Where's the explanation?
Jail.
I find it really hard to believe that a brand, especially a brand like Balenciaga, that's so concerned about making sure the representation is like, you know, down pat, perfect, would it have let somebody slip with that? There's just no way.
They thought they'd get away with it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they didn't, and they went, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had to figure out, oh, well, it's like what they do in communism. They pick a fall guy and then blame it all on him. Oh, that was that guy, guys, not us. It wasn't the overall narrative.
The photographer? I think the photographer hasn't responded.
I think Luke's right.
Sure.
Yeah. I think if you go back like 10 years with just the weird shit that a lot of powerful people have been doing, you know, think about it from this perspective. These powerful elites that are pedophiles, we know they are. Epstein, like that's a fact.
Yeah.
Epstein and Maxwell. They want to be able to do something that is considered a violation of human rights and an atrocity. So you need power to get away with it.
Exactly. Not
so they build power and they do whatever it can so they can get in a position where no one can fuck with them.
Right.
Other powerful elites probably did the same thing for that reason. They want to be able to do whatever they want without getting in trouble. They can't get caught. They control the system. Epstein. Uh-oh. Found out. Maxwell. Jail. Epstein. Dead. Yeah. Where is the client list? Yeah. So I think Luke's right. I think they saw this coming years ago. Maybe like 6 years ago. And they said, oh shit. Now all of a sudden, prominent individuals are doing everything they can to try and normalize it.
This is where you can see demons in partnership with human beings.
Real.
Yeah. Principalities and powers, people.
Well, there's corporate media pieces being like, we need to normalize, all this fucking degenerate bullshit. We need to make it okay for children to be loved. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with your fucking sick bullshit.
Yeah, what's
like, this is why I'm saying the memes about the wood chippers, it's cathartic for people to post things like that because we're not allowed to talk about it.
And I'm not saying it's not. And I'm not issuing a moral statement on them. I'm saying it's the first time I've seen people respond to a mass shooting with a, oh, well.
Yeah. It is actually to a form of, I guess you'd pronounce it vampirism. Like you are infected by this trauma as a child. You are groomed, you are molested. And then they try to like carry that forward to other people. And a lot of times people experience this with, say, their mothers are overbearing, toxic mothers. Then they themselves become like terrible spouses, terrible mothers. It's like the same thing where you have had like the magic of your childhood and your innocence robbed from you and you can't heal from that. And you try to infect other people with the same thing. It's very tragic and we should approach it from a point of sympathy. But unfortunately, when this stuff is so pervasive, people are not going to be that level-headed and they're going to want to do very bad things. Mm-hmm. So
Yep.
And that's not all victims of those type of crimes. Like, we know that there are plenty of survivors of child abuse that do not go on to perpetrate crimes of a similar nature against children. They go through the proper route of healing, and it's not like painting with a broad brush, but this is known to happen. This is a known trend. We know that this is like a psychological phenomenon, that people repeat the traumas that they went through on other people.
Yeah, you're right, too. A lot of people, it's the exactly opposite, where they then become the figure that whoever failed them could not be, where they become an even better parent, an even better girlfriend or spouse or something like that.
It could go either way out of those two.
It really can.
I think shit's coming to an extremely violent point. And the reason is, it's another thing I tweeted that got mad about. The grooming's not going to stop.
No.
And I'm not talking about light fare of an LGBT person talking with family members who happen to have kids. I'm talking about when the adult males, typically males, are exposing themselves and children to overtly sexualized things. Mm-hmm. We have Genderqueer right there, that book. This is the thing they're putting in schools. It's not going to stop. Legislation will not stop it. Much of it is already illegal. Police will not enforce it. Calls for violence are increasing. I suppose you can call them indifferent mockery, are increasing. So what happens next? I said this a couple of years ago. Eventually, someone's going to say over these kids, fuck this shit, and they're going to get a gun. Yeah. And I'm not the only one who said it. I didn't make these ideas up. There are people like James Lindsay who have warned about if this is not dealt with, if the grooming and the targeting of children is not dealt with, this is a country overwhelmingly opposed to child sexual exploitation. Yet for some reason, somehow, there is a large growing movement of child sexual exploitation happening. Some worse than others. I would argue the average person in this country would have a violent reaction to witnessing something like that happen. Sooner or later, it will happen. I don't know what this story is. Apparently, they're saying he's non-binary, so maybe that whole narrative just exploded. But that's the fear.
Yeah.
That people are just going to say, you know, the left will not stop. They defend it. They accuse anybody of calling it out for incitement and terrorism, like libs of TikTok or me or Matt Walsh. And then there's people just posting witch chipper memes. And people, like, look, we had Siraj Hajmi on the show say like 8 times, wood chipper. And I'm like, okay, like if you're arguing for the death penalty for people who are caught committing criminal acts again, he goes, no, just throw him in a wood chipper. I'm like, dude, motherfucker, like calm the fuck down, man.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's the end result. It is funny online to say murder these people.
Yeah.
Now, I understand if you're talking about a literal fucking pedophile who is in the process of abusing a kid, you capture them. You stop them. The kid's been victimized, and you say that person should be put to death. But when you come out and just say kill them, you realize there will be people who are just like taking the law into my own hands, and then innocent people die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then too, the Biden DOJ or whoever is in control of it, I guess it doesn't really matter. It's kind of all the same, is then going to use that, like we said earlier, to just further mobilize to persecute their political opposition because they'll have perfect narrative. Oh, they're trying to commit genocide against gay people, against trans people. And the average Democrat voter firmly believes that. Like, they don't even pay attention to everything that's going on. They're like, no. And even if it is going on, it's like almost worth it to them just to make people like us miserable. And so they're totally fine with that. And also what's scary is the people in the LGBT community are so in despair for whatever reason. They'll say it's because people like us are mean to them. It's not, but it is what it is. I've gone to like the one that you mentioned where the sign was, you know, it's not going to lick itself, at the gay bar in Dallas. I was there. They had armed LGBT militants there with guns waiting for any excuse to just shoot a protester because they know that the liberal DAs in Dallas are never going to prosecute. They'll get manslaughter or something like that. These people are so in despair. You know, I've covered the LGBT protests. I've covered Black Lives Matter. Statistically speaking, you're probably more likely to get killed by a black person than a gay person. But I never felt nearly as threatened simply because black people on average are not nearly as desperate. They're not in despair. You know, maybe they think that white supremacy is a problem, but ultimately they're not committing suicide or attempting suicide at 41%, whereas trans people are. And so I'm very worried about the idea that trans people are finally like, that's it, time to wage war on fascists. And through their despair, they are so desperate that they then direct all of that on to normal people who maybe don't exactly agree with all this, and they just start doing the same thing back at us.
This is important. This is a tweet from Nicholas Bogle Burrows. I believe he's a national reporter for the New York Times. The shooter goes by Mix Anderson Aldrich, non-binary, using they, them pronouns. Now, the left is trying to argue, well, he's just lying. He's just saying that. It's like, if the dude's intention was to stop the event, wouldn't he say he succeeded? Why would he come out and try and actually claim he didn't succeed in stopping the event? No, I think the reality is this is probably a they-them who was retaliating for some reason, and there may be another motive we don't know about. So with respect to everybody who told me to chill the fuck out and wait, you are right. It may turn out that he knew someone at the club. He had been, like, this dude maybe was trying to hook up with someone. They told him to fuck off. He got mad, and, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, my point is this. If this guy's real intention was to stop the all-ages drag event, it is Occam's razor would suggest he would simply assert these people are evil and I stopped them, right? Yeah. If he's coming out and saying, actually, I'm a they-them and I'm part of that community, then he's not, like, he's actually pulling back on instilling the fear in a community he would be trying to stop otherwise.
I would be interested to see this kid's involvement, too, with law enforcement. I know that he had a prior arrest for, like, kidnapping his mom. He was on the radar for, like, constructing bombs or something.
There's a bomb threat that he was arrested for.
And he fits the profile. So, you know, let's say, for example, he is a they, them, or whatever. He knows, probably, that ultimately his cause is going to benefit if something like this happens, and then the law enforcement apparatus has an excuse, the national security apparatus has an excuse to finally, oh, look at this stuff happening. We have to further clamp down on our political opposition. So it may even have been worth it. I mean, again, this is all speculative, but you know, every time one of these things happens, they always have a relationship with the FBI, with law enforcement. And then for some reason, they didn't do anything then. And this is always just allowed to happen.
Yeah. But I think we have to be careful here because it sounds like the narrative may be a violent far leftist. This may be a far left act of terror. Mm-hmm. Not that it was motivated by far leftism, but this was not a right winger. Yeah. And so, look, I just think if this was a right wing extremist, they would be asserting their ideology. Like the people who are posting wood chipper memes are proudly asserting why they are. Like they're making that point. This person is doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm. I want to know if he was on SSRIs myself.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet. Maybe that's what happened after the first arrest. They were like, this person should be put on medication. Mm-hmm. Man. Well, I don't fucking know, but my point with all of this is that the escalation, hopefully this turns out not like, hopefully this doesn't cause a dramatic escalation like I fear it will. Hopefully we can keep everything peaceful and then just win because there's a lot of victories to be had. Free speech, Twitter, et cetera. Republicans fired Pelosi and now they're going to be, McCarthy says he's going to get rid of Omar, Schiff and Swalwell. Little victories. I don't like the guy, but sure, I'll take it. Well, any final thoughts, I suppose, John?
I think you're right. I think there's lots of reasons to be optimistic. Even I think I saw in Texas today, they had introduced legislation to basically define drag performances or venues that have hosted them as sexually oriented venues, which would then prevent children from entering them.
Nice. Yes.
Little things like that could be done so easily. And I mean, it really makes you wonder, too, why something so obvious isn't already being accomplished in all the red states that have significant majorities in their state Congress, things like that. Mm-hmm. But things like that have to be done because if we're going to be censored, we're not going to be able to talk about it. We need to pressure our state representatives to locally deal with these things because the more it happens, the more it's going to fuel violence. And as much as people might be like, what are you, some kind of pussy wood chipper? I get that, but it's just going to come back to bite you. Also, like, it's immoral, but it's going to come back to bite you because right now all of the power is in the hands of your enemies and they need the green light to do things like that.
Criminally tried the Nazis, the Nuremberg trials. Mm-hmm. These people were taken. They were put before a group of people to admit to explain the things they did, because that is extremely important in healing and maintaining a functioning society. Mm-hmm. That being said, if you want to protect a child who's actively being harmed, use the necessary force required to stop an individual from harming that child. If the person is apprehended, then they need to be tried so everyone knows exactly who they are and what they were doing and why we condemn it. I want to add one last thing to this that I often bring up, but it's important context for anybody who's new to this. Did you guys know that stripping in, I think maybe even most states, you can't be nude? People assume, probably because of movies, that stripping is when a woman gets fully naked on stage. Much of stripping is not legal in that context. So in many states, particularly red states, strip clubs are women who will be wearing a bikini and they'll take their clothes off to reveal a bikini and underwear. Mm-hmm. And they can't get any more than that. They can't even, like some of them don't even allow hair. So some women will wear like those like very tight gym shorts that have that aren't like bikini style, because nothing can be exposed. Full sports bra covering even their cleavage. But they rip their clothes off slowly for money and they never get fully nude. They pole dance, things like that. Drag shows do the same thing. They take off their clothing in exchange for money. We saw this with Desmond is Amazing. A little boy ripping his clothes off and being handed money. Oh, down to his t-shirt and shorts. like most bikini dancers or go-go dancers where stripping is not legal. So if you're going to call that a strip club and say it's not appropriate for children, there's no difference in this. They're trying to get around. You can't have a kid in a fucking go-go club. You can't have a kid in a bikini bar, period. Right. But what they're doing is they're bringing these performances to a cafe and saying, now we can. Well, the police need to stop it. I'll leave it there. Thanks for hanging out, man. It's been a blast. And for everybody who's a member, you make this all possible. Thank you all so much. And we'll see y'all next time.
Cheers.